Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
There's one thing you can say about New Kids on the Block fans. They are very passionate about New Kids on the Block. And I am excited to let all you NKOTB fans know that we have Joey McIntyre on the phone with us right now.
Ah!
It would only be more exciting if he was here in person.
What's up, Joey?
No fake in-studio applause, huh?
Okay, here you go.
Let's do it again. Thank you.
Our bad, Joey. Our bad.
Thank you.
Joey,
I mean,
it is exciting to have you on the phone, but why can't we have you in the flesh?
You can. You can come to Vegas in July. You know, that's kind of...
I just got rejected by Joey McIntyre.
What is salesman?
No, you got invited.
Yeah, I'll take it that way.
Yeah. You got invited to Vegas.
Flesh
in
Vegas.
Yeah.
It is flesh in Vegas.
Yeah, it is exciting because New Kids on the Block going on tour, but it's this big European tour, and the only chance you can see them in the United States is in Las Vegas in July. What's the deal, Joey?
Well, we're going to do four nights at Planet Hollywood. It's the theater where Britney is doing her thing.
Right.
So we're kind of... She's taking a little vacay, and we're sneaking in there and plan to rock the house. It's cool because, as you say, New Kids fans, one thing they are is passionate. And since we got back in 2008, it's really been quite a time. And when we get together, by now they know it's going to be a good time. It's not just a show and, hi, how you doing, and see you later.
Yeah, you guys aren't just showing up for a check. You really are, you know, sharing.
Well, we're definitely showing up for the check.
Well, not just showing up for the check.
Yeah, don't get that twisted.
We're definitely showing up for that, but we're showing up for other things. No, I'm sorry. No, but we're very lucky to be doing what we're doing, you know, and we have so much fun, and we know it's because of the fans. So when we get together, we try to put all the stops, and it's kind of, it's like, for instance, we do this cruise every year, which is crazy, and at first, people were like, cruise, and now cruise is kind of like the big thing, which is kind of like Vegas now. Vegas used to be like Vegas, but now Vegas is the spot.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to be in Vegas for 4 days, and it's just going to be a party, and there's all kinds of parties and after parties.
Pool parties.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
You got to pace yourself, Joey.
Yeah.
Believe me, we do.
I know. I was going to say, when you guys do this cruise, Joey, do you not like feel like I can't get away from the fans because you're on a, you know, you're on a boat, and I know that you you like the fans, but you can't get away.
Yes. No, it's actually, and I'm not even trying to say the, you know, the sweet cliched answer, but these fans, they feel like family.
They're respectful.
And I'm honest enough to be like, nope, I'm all good. Like, I need a half hour. So it's not like I'm trying to be phony about it. But the reality is, it's so much fun on that boat. And that's the kind of mentality we want to take to Vegas. We want to bring that experience on the ground.
You're going to be there July 10th through the 13th. Which night is going to be Make Out with Joey McIntyre night?
You know, we're trying to figure that out because if it's the 10th, then no one's going to be able to just get up after that. You know?
So, one of those.
So we're probably going to have to make it the 13th just to keep everybody there.
Well, it is just these four nights in the U.S., and because, you know, it's such a special event, they're doing all sorts of room packages at Planet Hollywood Hotel.
Bachelorette party.
A lot
packages.
Of bachelorette party. Yeah. So,
cool.
And I know that with American Express, if you're a card member, you can get advance tickets starting Friday they go on sale
to
everybody else.
Mine.
You did?
Yes.
So
lucky.
Exciting.
I got American Express debit card, just in case y'all are wondering.
And if
there's room for you too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Now, when it says you can get an exclusive VIP package at nkotb.com/VIP, what comes with that exclusive VIP package?
Donnie?
Because I'm looking at my vacation schedule, and this might work out for me, Joey.
Yeah. We're still piecing that together because we don't just throw those things together, so we want to make it very special, but... Normally that means, you know, you get to be alone with the five of us, which
can be
very exciting.
Whoa.
Very exciting or very,
creepy.
You know, yeah. Or boring, or it depends. You know, it's good because there's five of us, so one of us, you know, it always picks up the slack. It's funny because back in the day, meeting somebody was like you had to go through hoops and this person, that person, and now, you know, this gives an opportunity to kind of see people up close and personal, and we make it worth it.
Now, on top of being on in one of the most successful bands of all time, Joey, you're now a jingle writer?
Let's go to Wahlburgers.
Nice, dude. I didn't know where you're going with that. Yeah, I was on an episode of theirs, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, yeah. And the episode was they're working on a jingle, and they are working on a jingle, but they I think part of the show is they really like to razz their older brother, Paul, who yeah. is the chef and the guy there. And so I came up with this jingle that I think is the best one yet. Because Johnny Drama, their friend Johnny Drama, and I've known him for a long time, came up with one, and it was, I don't think it's going to last. I think mine's going to rise to the top.
Of course. It's accomplish it all.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited. I know it's just this, I mean, I'm hopefully that y'all are going to be
it's
adding.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you know, hopefully you'll be adding more.
We played Vegas before, but this feels cool because we're there for four nights in a row, and it's our only U.S. performance, so hopefully we'll have a good time.
Well, hopefully there'll be more U.S. performances. But
Not this year, but I think there will be in the future, but
oh, yeah.
This year anyway.
This is it for 2014, July 10th through July 13th in yep. Las Vegas. Tickets for, like I said, American Express card members go on sale tomorrow, but then for everybody else, starting April 4th at noon through Ticketmaster. So we're really excited, Joey, and always so much fun to talk to you. You're always honest, and you're always fun, and just it's going to be such a fun show. I hope a lot of people go and fill those seats.
Yes, sir. Thank
or,
you.
Oh, he called me sir.
Or ma'am.
Kelly's a girl.
I got rejected. Annie thinks I'm a boy.
That was the hashtag, yes, sir. That was Yeah.
It was yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
the rapper.
It didn't have a gender-specific thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Joey, good talking to you, my man.
It's hard to see my boobies through the phone.
No, you sound gorgeous, and sure. I'm sure you are.
She's a ginger. You got the red hair, Joey?
And she's easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Hashtag yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Joey.
Bye, Joey McIntyre.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye, you too.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
The MTV Movie Awards are on April 13th, Kelly's birthday, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday.
On MTV at 9 p.m. If you want to be there, we have a contest going on right now at KidNation.com.
Yeah, we do.
The deadline is today at 5 o'clock Central.
Okay.
You got to get your videos in. What we want you to do is basically give us a rapping movie review.
A movie review while rapping.
Yeah, you can review any movie that came out from 2013 to today. Okay. And your rap should be anywhere between 30 to 90 seconds.
Okay, so a quick rap.
Yeah, it's a little quick rap. And if you're not good at rapping, it's okay. We have a second chance for you to win without rapping. All you got to do is head on over to KidNation.com for the details. And a bunch of the runner-ups, by the way, are going to score some Supras, which
really?
I have a couple pairs of.
Okay.
And or you can also score one of those HOH watches. Dope timepiece, by the way.
So a 30 to 90 second rap. And you know, you can do almost anything for 30 seconds.
I mean, keep it short. It makes it easier on us.
Almost.
Yeah. We're going to announce the grand prize winner on this Friday, actually.
Okay.
So hurry up, get your rap and reviews in, because deadline is today, not tomorrow, today.
Today. Got it.
But yesterday we talked about what irks us as servers, because all of us have worked in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm.
And man, our phone lines blew up and Facebook blew up, so we decided to keep that thing going because we have something in the works.
All right.
Which we will announce after we take some more of these calls because people don't know how to treat servers or how to act at restaurants, apparently.
Some people, right, yeah.
Yeah, and shockingly, a lot of people, more than I expected.
Well, because people haven't worked in that industry. Unless you've worked in it, man, you don't understand what those people go through.
Yeah, which is going to lead to what we're going to be trying to do. Happy you mentioned that, Big Al.
Okay.
Megan, you were
foreshadowing.
Megan, you were a former server?
I was. I was a server at a fast food restaurant.
And what's the worst thing that people could do?
Well, it was really busy, and you kind of just punch in the numbers and kind of just go into auto mode,
yeah.
You know, when you're working. And a guy came up with his son, and I punched in his number and got the change, and he said, oh, I have a quarter. So he handed it to me, and I kind of just went blank for a second just because, you know, you're trying to be so quick. And he looked down at his son and he said, he's like, that's why it's important to be good at math, so you don't have to work here the rest of your life.
Oh,
and I was
dang.
16. I mean, I'm an attorney now. it shouldn't matter what I am now, but yeah, he totally used me as a teaching lesson for his son, but was a real jerk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all.
No, but it's more than that. It just shows how condescending
they are.
People are when someone's serving you, and it's like you have no idea what that person's story is.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe they don't.
Right. And they're working.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are working.
At that moment, they're working.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's true.
But you came out on top. You're an attorney now, Megan, so good for you.
I guess so, yeah.
So if you're listening, guy who told her to learn math, in your face.
Love to know what his son's doing today.
Yeah, well, what's your son doing? Hopefully he's a math professor.
I bet it irks the fast food attendant when a person's been sitting there in line for like 15 minutes, and then he finally get up to the counter,
uh-huh.
and they just stare up at the menu like they've never seen it before, like it's in Japanese or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're at McDonald's or Wendy's or whatever it is. The menu hasn't changed, not much anyway, but you're just like, I've been standing here for 15 minutes to even think about looking up here, and now... what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You got like a mile of people behind you.
You want to tick off a hostess? What can you do, Kayla?
Well, I stand at this nice hostess stand. They come in. There's a sign that says, please see hostess for seating. And they look at me and say, so do we just sit ourselves? And by like the fifth person, I'm like, you know, yep, sit anywhere. Go ahead. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty annoying.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the hostess sometimes because they get ignored a lot. And they don't want to listen to you. Or you want to sit them somewhere and they don't want to sit down there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that there's, you know...
there's reasons for that.
There's
They're
reasons.
Trying to even
the restaurant is sectioned off into certain tables and a waiter can only... or a waitress or
yeah.
a server, whatever you want to call them to be politically correct, can only handle so many tables at a time.
Right. You want to be fair about
might,
it.
Yeah. And plus, you might... if you end up sitting where you want to sit, that server might have just been sat... you know, and so you're going to end up waiting longer. It's just a big
and I don't. I think
mess.
I think hostesses or hosts do this. Maybe it's even subconscious. But every time, I swear, every time I go into a restaurant, and it'll be like 100 white people, and like one other black couple. They'll yeah. always sit the black people in the same section. I don't know why. I just noticed that. It's like subconsciously. I don't know if y'all are trying to put us all in one place, but it seems
so.
Like
are you alluding to some sort of segregation?
They're segregating the restaurant.
I don't know if they're meaning to
they're
do
like,
that.
Man, like, what, we got all sitting in the same section?
I guess it's in the back of the restaurant in the corner?
Usually.
Yeah.
Do they have separate water fountains?
Separate bathrooms. Go ahead, Casey.
Vince, what made your blood boil when you used to be a server?
When people would come in with their kids and sit them at a high chair up against the table and then just directly feed them by putting their food on the table and then letting them just throw it all over the floor and make a huge mess and just get up and walk out.
Not
yeah,
even
that's
try
the thing.
To clean
that's
up.
What I said. As long as they tip like extra, a lot extra, because that's a lot of mess to have to
and try
out.
To clean up a little bit, a little
well,
bit.
Well, I'm in Augusta, Georgia, so there are a lot of Southern people. They just really don't know how to tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry, dog.
It happens.
I'll tell you what, though, the kids on a Friday night like that, the family at the restaurant. If I go out with friends, we always say it's like the best weekend birth control.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Watching the little kids just sitting there just destroying food just everywhere. They're covered in it.
Little kids are monsters. We need to teach them how to eat a little bit neater.
Yes, you do.
I'm trying. Yeah, I don't know how
right,
to do that,
right.
but I'm trying to do that. Candace, what irked you when you were a waitress?
The first and only time I was a waitress, I was 17 and working in this very small Greek restaurant. And we have regulars, you know, it was no big deal. They knew us all by name, but I had this one that always would grab me by my arms if I was walking by and he wanted something. Well, I got tired of it and I told the owner, I said, look, he keeps grabbing me. I'm not going to serve him anymore if he doesn't stop. So he goes out there and tells him, hey, stop. He's like, okay, I know, that's fine. I won't do it anymore. The next time he comes in, I'm walking by and I have two pitchers of ice water. Well, instead of grabbing my arm, he grabs my butt.
Yeah.
Well,
ooh.
He
Sorry.
Wore the ice water and I walked out.
Oh.
Well done, Candace.
Yeah, I've
yeah.
found that the ladies don't
I
like it when you grab their butt.
Yeah, don't grab a waitress's butt, especially when she's holding ice water. She'll dump that thing on you.
Hey, how does your butt compare to Kim Kardashian's butt, by the way?
It's not comparison. I wish I had her butt. I wish I had her everything except for her whole famous for being famous thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She can keep that.
Gotcha.
So now you're asking everybody that question. Now.
Sure.
Okay.
She's kind of a celebrity. A Greek guy grabbed her butt. Last night, a Greek guy grabbed my butt.
Tina, we'll take your call real quick. What was the thing that you hated most when you were a server?
Well, I worked at a national chain restaurant that had a couple come in, and the lady had an infant, and she decided she was going to breastfeed at the table. Oh. But she decided that she wasn't going to cover up. I mean, fully exposed.
Yeah. Mm.
And they were there for over an hour and a half. And I had other tables even making comments about how she was not being discreet or
yeah.
anything like that. And then after they left, they left me a $1.50 tip, and they told my manager they felt rushed.
For an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half.
Wow.
Oh, man. Was the baby getting free refills, though? Thanks, Tina.
Can I have a milkshake? Hold the milk.
So clearly, people need to learn how to treat servers.
Uh-huh.
And I think it stems from not having worked in that sort of service industry. Yeah, in the industry.
Yeah.
You got to do it to appreciate it.
So what we want to do is we want you to go to KidNation.com and nominate somebody who is extremely rude every time they go to a restaurant. It could be a boyfriend. It could be an in-law. It could be a brother or a sister. Just somebody who's just terrible to waiters or waitresses.
All right.
Because we want them to live a day in their shoes.
Really?
Yeah. Or walk a mile in their shoes.
Hmm.
That's how you say it in America.
Yes.
That's so where we are. Yes.
You can sign them up at KidNation.com. But first, clear the phone lines.
It's that time.
It's that time, Al. Mm-hmm. We're looking for caller number 23. At 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll get to play 6 Seconds to the Beach for a chance to go to the Hyatt Zilara in Cancun.
How about that?
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Last break, we asked you to go to KidNation.com and sign somebody up or nominate somebody who is not very good with the wait staff when they go to restaurants.
Yeah.
It might be very condescending. Probably because they've never worked in the industry, so we want them to walk a day in their shoes. And we also want to start the new hashtag, pray for the waiters.
All right.
And also hashtag, waiters gonna wait. for our fun new contest.
All right.
Let's get that out of the way. But we do want to send somebody to Mexico at the beautiful Hyatt Zilara in Cancun. We asked for caller number 23. That caller happens to be on the phone with us right now. Hello, Jeff Robbins.
Hello.
What up, man?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound wide awake, my man.
Oh, this is awesome.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us something about yourself, Jeff.
Do what?
Tell us about yourself, Jeff.
Do what?
I like him.
I do, too. Tell us about yourself, Jeff.
Oh, I'm a nurse. Work about 3 hours out of Dallas.
Okay.
Okay.
Married? Kids?
Yes. Yep. I'm married. Got three boys.
Okay. Take a deep breath, Jeff. I feel you're a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you sound nervous to me. He sounds like he is just fine.
Take a little deep breath. Just relax. I want you to relax.
He's a man who thinks before he speaks.
Ain't got no time for that.
Oh, yeah. You don't know how many times I've tried to call to get into this.
Well, hey, brother. Hopefully you can get this and maybe take your beautiful wife on a fucking really nice trip to Mexico.
Right.
Hyatt Zilara Cancun. Woohoo.
Are you married, Jeff?
Yes.
Married with children.
Married with
two boys.
Right? I was turning buttons on, so I wasn't listening very well.
Okay. All right.
At least you're honest.
Yeah. Jeff, do you know how to play our game 6 Seconds to the Beach?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You are? Cool.
Yeah, we're going to play a really quick sound bite of a very famous person. And if you don't recognize the voice, JC is going to slowly and deliberately, enunciating very clearly, give you three clues.
I don't want to just give them away.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, now a clue for you is that we have used these clips in our Hizzywood Hizzle in the past. So they have been on the show before. So there's reason for you to listen to the show every single day.
Yeah.
We might reuse a clip that you heard already.
You a big fan of the Hizzywood Hizzle, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right, Jeff.
I wish you the best of luck. I want you to win.
Jeff is up on his pop culture. I can feel it.
Okay, your 6 seconds are going to start after JC gives you the audio and then the three clues.
Exactly. Jeff, here is your audio clue, my man.
I'll tell you it's in Paris, but I'm not saying when. You know, as we're going along, we're realizing that we just want it to be smaller and intimate, I think, probably than people are imagining and thinking.
Your three clues are Vogue, North, booty.
Oh. So easy.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. My man, Jeff.
Jeff. We need those 6 seconds. You knew it.
You won, Jeff.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Y'all are cool. Y'all are the best.
I love Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, wait till you hear.
JC, Big Al, Jenna, Kelly.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man, I was starting to...
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Jeff.
Starting to not cheer for you quite as loudly there, Jeff.
Kelly, the one you almost forgot, is going to let you know where you're going.
I'm going to tell you, Jeff, your wife is going to love you for winning her this fabulous trip to the Hyatt Zilara Cancun. You've won a 4-day, 3-night stay at the fabulous All Adults. It's adults only, so you got to leave the kids at home.
No kids, dude.
It's all adults and all...
No problem.
And it's all inclusive. You don't have to pay for anything. It's on the widest stretch of beach... in the heart of the hotel zone right there in Cancun. All ocean view suites, upscale amenities, 6 gourmet restaurants and lounges on the property so you never have to leave. Unlimited open bar.
Wow.
Jeff, did you hear
me? All right.
That's how we do it in Mexico.
Unlimited open bar.
I like the way y'all do it in Mexico.
Yeah. I like the way you do it 3 hours outside of town. Hey, Jeff, take $40 with you so you can take a cab to my bar down there.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Oh, man, I'd definitely see that.
All right, buddy.
And enjoy your flight from Southwest Airlines as well, my man.
Yep.
All right.
Hold on the line for us.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines is going to start flights to Cancun in August.
So cool.
I wonder if you can go ahead and book those trips now.
I bet you can.
Yeah, you're allowed to book flights
in
advance, right?
I think some
started. They already started listing,
you know. They're adding new locations like that, international, and I think they've already started adding some that you're able to book, and then more are going to come.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So excited about that. And people were excited last night because big concert last night.
Big concert. I live right across the street from this place, and trying to get in or out of the house,
where
people are trying to get inside the concert, man, it's tough.
Shocking news. Shannon was out there yesterday.
Yeah. Cher. We're talking about Cher.
Yeah.
Cher. Everybody knows Cher.
Well, I had to go see my people.
Yeah, right?
Because, well, maybe, possibly, I don't know. But a particular group of people really love Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that maybe it'd be fun just to get some of my people of the male gender to do a little bit of Cherokee. So here you go.
After love, after love, after love. After love, after love, after love, after love, after love, after love, after love. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
You go, man.
So sad that you're leaving.
Double it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Takes time to believe it.
Huh.
But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one.
Whoa. Oh.
Do you believe in love after love?
Nice.
Wow.
Nailed it.
A little pitchy. A little pitchy.
I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough to say now.
Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say,
I really don't think you're strong enough. No.
Man.
Great.
Wow. So awesome.
I'm happy to be the opening act for the return of STD Man.
It's character stereotype destroyer man.
STD Man was out there.
STD Man that takes pills every day for the STD issues that he's got.
It's character stereotype destroyer man.
Just can't shake that STD. It seems to come back just once a year.
Yeah, yeah, not much.
So
not
what's character stereotype destroyer man up to nowadays?
Well, this was a Cher concert, and like Shannon said, there were a lot of girls as well as a lot of guys there.
That don't like girls.
That lifestyle. That's fine.
Ellen's people, my people.
Right.
Okay.
So, character stereotype, Destroyer Man was in search of the straight man at the Cher concert.
Oh, wow.
I am character stereotype, Destroyer Man. A stereotype is defined as a classification without analyzation. Today's stereotype is one that will likely not be penetrated. The icon Cher is in town. Cher has been entertaining audiences for over 40 years. Her audience is mostly female, but partly she-male. Will there be a straight man at the Cher concert? I think not. I am here exploring the question, are there any straight men at the Cher concert?
I don't think so.
Could you? Are there any straight men in attendance at the Cher concert?
Oh, I highly doubt it. They're all a bunch of...
They're after her money, that's about
pretty,
it.
Pretty much, they're either after her shoes or her Botox.
What is your favorite Cher tune?
Oh,
sing it for me.
God, gypsies, tramps, and thieves. That's the best I can do.
Please emulate the scream you will exert when you see Cher. How about you, sir?
Oh, Cher.
I'm exploring the concept of, are there any straight men at the Cher concert?
No.
Not one?
Maybe.
Girlfriend forced them.
Yeah.
What is the appeal of Cher to the gay man as opposed to the straight man?
Every gay man has an inner diva, and Cher's the original diva, so gay men connect to her. I don't know.
We are exploring the concept of, are there any straight men in attendance at the Cher concert? What do you think, sir?
Right there, perhaps.
What do you think, sir?
No. I think that one's. I think up there is one.
Do you often pick out straight men to conquer?
Yes, it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
Whoa.
Wow. And what do you use for bait? Never mind.
Him.
You.
Sir, smell like you have an angel.
Oh, thank you.
That's like the second time he's been told that tonight.
That's great.
You have an angel. Oh, wow. No. Maybe I'm gay.
No, I do not.
So you don't have an... I
no,
just smell
I don't have
something. It's Tommy
on.
Bahama, but
mine is Tommy Bahama. Very
but it
cool.
It smells like angel. It really smells like angel.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I like those parasols.
Oh, thank you.
Here,
thank
take
you.
A picture.
Oh, wow. I know the here. Brand of your sunglasses. What is your favorite Cher tune, sir? Sing it.
No.
Oh, come on.
Sing it every
time. No. Come on. Put your wrist down and sing it.
Okay. If I could turn back time, no, I'm not gonna sing it.
Come on, give me some. Come on. I mean, I don't mean give me some, but I mean.
If I could turn back time.
Come on. There you go. Come on.
If I could find a way.
Yeah. Come on now.
I don't know the rest of it.
What do you think, sir? Is there a straight man here?
I think there's one maybe right there.
Oh, we found him.
He was straight this afternoon.
But the night is young, wouldn't you say? So could you prove to me your straightness? Have you made a casserole?
What is that?
When is the last time you changed the oil in your car yourself?
Last year.
You're a guy! You're really a guy!
I am!
Oh, whoa, wow.
Well, I paid for it to have it changed.
Okay. We found him, y'all! The one straight guy at the Cher concert. We found him! Congratulations, sir. You are. This is him! Keep your hands off of him, guys.
He's mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here and he's not queer. Get used to it.
Oh,
I, character stereotype destroyer man, have found him, the one straight man at the Cher concert. Consider this stereotype broken.
Hello, 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 hello. Why did stereotype destroyer man sound so uppity, Al?
Well, you know, you have to take your persona to another level when you're a superhero. And this is character stereotype destroyer, man.
Yeah. Now, it's supposed to be stereotype destroyer, but...
It's character stereotype destroyer, man. Just letting you know.
Well, you found the one guy.
I found the one guy.
What did he look like?
He looked like a straight guy, and he was lying
about...
What does
a straight guy look like?
Well, he didn't have on a very fancy shirt. And he...
Like you're wearing your very fancy
you're
shirt?
You're very fancy today, Al.
Would you call that Paisley Scroll?
Yeah, I would, probably.
That's a very fancy shirt you're wearing.
Man, look at you. You go to the Cher concert. Next day you come back with a nice shirt and you match your hat to it.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I think I caught it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We all have those moments where we're somewhere and you do something or you say something and you get this stare from somebody.
Yeah.
Just like, ugh. And you just, you don't do it at that moment, but you really want to just tell them, get over it.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing and saying what I'm saying. I was at the store the other day with my son, Kason, who just turned 2. He's a thumb sucker. I admit it.
Okay.
I was a thumb sucker myself until I was 5. An older lady walked by as my son is sucking his thumb, grabs his little hand and pulls his thumb out.
Whoa. That's assault.
It's assault.
Yeah, right. Is it assault? I didn't know what to do. I just wanted to, like... Now, looking back, I wish I could have that lady in front of me and be like, look, my son's two, and he's going to suck his thumb until he feels like he doesn't want to suck it anymore, so get over it.
It is shocking the way people try to parent your child.
Don't touch my kid.
Perfect stranger.
Don't touch my kid, please.
Oh, that's awful. Mm. Well, we had some people write on the website, you know, some of their get over it. This one, to my daughter who thinks she can prance around licking stuff and dressing like Miley Cyrus. As soon as you're loaded like Miley and can take over house payments and grocery bills to feed that mouth you're so quick to use, when I wish you would just shut it, my house, my rules. Get over it. Go, Mom.
Here's one from Facebook or Twitter. To my daughter, who wants to have a sweet 16 party and she wants a new car for her birthday, you're getting my used Honda Civic with 150,000 miles on it. Quit pouting because you're not getting a new Beamer. Go have some pizza with your friends. Be grateful and get
over it. Buddy.
Right.
You're going to crash it anyways. Your first car, you always scratch it up and you back it up into something.
Yeah.
You don't want a good one.
All right, this one says, to my girlfriends who think they are so hot. Yeah, that hot guy at the bar the other night wanted my number for a change, not yours. Shut up, smile, at least pretend to be happy for me, and get over it.
Mm. Ooh, dang.
I'm sure we've all felt this when we were in high school.
Okay.
To my mom who won't leave me alone because I have a C in geometry. I'm doing the best I can. I study, I go to tutoring, I just don't test well. I never have. All of your do better crap just makes it worse. Please accept the fact that I'm doing what I can and that I suck at math and get over it.
Yeah, a parent has to.
Sometimes.
I feel that kid. I mean, I was good in every subject, but then when it hit geometry and then what was calculus, I'm like, oh. I was done. My mind doesn't work that
way. Physics for me was the one that I just.
Physics. I went to the first class. I got up and walked out of class. He said something like, by the end of this semester, you'll be able to, if a gun is fired at this something, something, at this mile, you'll be able to tell the trajectory and the speed. I just closed my book, got up and walked out. I don't know.
This is like math on steroids is what I felt like.
I was pretty good in PE.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines.
All right.
Tanya, go ahead and let your daughter have it.
Yeah, to my daughter, nobody likes your lazy, no job, on his way to prison boyfriend. Oh. Get over it.
Oh. Is he really on his way to prison, or he's just a bad kid and he might end up there?
Well, he has charges pending for child endangerment.
Okay,
yeah. Oh boy.
Good luck, Mom. Good luck.
Yeah.
My heart bleeds for you.
It seems like the more you want to push that guy away from her life, the more she tries to pull him in, isn't it?
That's tough.
Totally.
Oh, good luck, Tanya.
I'm sorry. It's so hard watching your kids
make bad decisions.
Make such awful decisions.
But that's how we learn.
Don't even.
That's what we learned in life.
Don't even.
So keep dating him. You'll learn.
No, don't date that guy. I'm sure he's already made the mistakes. You got to dump him.
But I mean, I was stubborn. I didn't date a prison-bound guy, but...
I love him.
Yeah, but sometimes you just got to almost... Just reward good behavior.
Right.
It's like you do with dogs. Reward good behavior or with boyfriends, you know?
Yeah.
And just like put pressure on him with the bad decisions.
Bribe him.
Because she's going to do it.
Bribe him. Buy her a car.
Right.
She leaves him alone.
Leave him alone. I'll buy you a car.
Yeah.
That sometimes, it sounds stupid.
But it works.
It sometimes can work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley, what do you want to tell your stepdaughter?
All right. To my 19-year-old stepdaughter, who we took on a cruise for spring break to Cozumel, and she cried the whole time because she couldn't talk to her mommy. Get over it.
Aww.
She missed her mommy.
The whole time.
The whole time?
Aww.
Yes. She stopped. We couldn't find her. We tried to do activities. We went swimming with stingrays. And she cried the whole time because she couldn't use her cell phone.
How old is she?
She's 19.
19!
Man, I thought you were going to say like 7 or 8.
Yeah. I wouldn't be calling if she was 7 or 8. She's an adult.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
That's bad. Mm,
yeah.
That's some serious issues right there.
I didn't even say thank you.
Thanks, Haley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll say thank you for her. Thank you for taking her on that cruise.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry, you're welcome. Thank you.
Man.
Oh, 19. I thought she was going to say 9. Stephanie, you're on the Get Over It lines.
Hi. I just want to tell my fiance's cousin to get over it. She keeps bugging me to put her in
my wedding, and I hardly even know the girl. So I'm not going to make her a bridesmaid. Sorry.
Get over it, baby.
Give her something to read.
Make her be the registry girl.
Flower girl.
I don't want to be rude because her brother just got married, and his wife didn't want to put her in their wedding either. So whenever she found out I got engaged, she was like, "You better be putting me or Zayden, which is her son, in your wedding."
Ooh, you better be.
Well, if you have to live with her sort of for the rest of your life, give her something to do.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You always put the one you have to have in the wedding out of obligation. You have to give them something to do. You make them stand there next to the register.
That's a whoop.
Like always the book, the book they sign.
We all know. We look at them side eyes, you know.
Uh-huh. You're the one nobody wants.
You're the one that is obligation. You got to be in the wedding. Yeah. Or you make them an honorary bridesmaid so they just come down in a pretty dress and get to sit in the pew up front.
How many bridesmaids do you have?
We're only going to do 5 bridesmaids and 5 groomsmen.
Yeah, that's fine. Make her honorary. That's fine.
Tell her she can be an understudy in case someone bails.
Yeah.
Who came up with this idea of honorary bridesmaid?
Well, genius.
It's like you're just not quite good
enough.
That is
genius.
I'd rather be. You don't have to put all the expense into being a bridesmaid, but...
Right? You don't have to go to rehearsal or anything.
Backhanded slap.
Yeah.
Jennifer, is your boss make you angry or something?
Yeah, to my boss, okay, I thought the customer was on hold, and she heard me tell her, "This lady's driving me nuts. Get over it."
Get over it. Oh, dang. Oh.
She heard you say that?
Yeah, I thought she was on hold, but she wasn't.
What'd she say when you said that?
I hung up on her.
Yeah, what else can you do?
You got nervous and
hung up.
You have
no other choice.
Oh, man.
That is great,
Jennifer.
You
have no choice but to hang up.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. Take one for the team.
I couldn't do it. I just had to hang up.
Yeah. Mm. When in doubt, hang up. That's smart.
It was a big, huge company, so she called back, you know, so random.
Oh, yeah. There's no way they would find her.
Or a small dress shop with 3 employees.
I feel like I would have frozen up, and I would have been like, my bad. And then she would ask for my manager, and I would have gotten fired.
That happened with me with that lady. We had somebody on the phone, and she thought she had hung up, and I was still listening to her. And I'm like, "Excuse me, I'm right here." She goes, "Leave it to the brothers." You remember leave it to the brothers, lady?
Yeah, but it wasn't. She wasn't trying to be mean. She was trying to be hip.
This one out?
Leave it to the brothers.
Yeah, she was trying to be hip. And everybody's trying to make her out this colossal PR racist.
Leave it to the brothers.
Priscilla, you're on the Get Over It lines.
Hey, to the guy making my sandwich, yes, I'm going to eat the whole 12-inch stuff. Get over it.
Did he give you the eye like, "Hey, that's a little too big for you"?
Well, yeah, you don't like it when a server questions what you're ordering and the amount of what you're ordering. That's just don't. Don't do that.
Does that happen to you a lot, Kelly?
People say, "Whoa,
hungry?"
Like, you don't know. Maybe I'm saving half for later. You don't know my situation,
right?
You ate
the whole day.
Priscilla, were you saving half for later?
No, I wasn't.
But you don't know that.
You don't know that, but she might.
But don't make comments or guttural utterances at the size of my order.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Woo,
dang. Mm. Mozzarella sticks and balls and pizza? Wow.
All right, see, you can't just throw that out there and lose.
Oh, it's a menu item. It's big.
Mozzarella what?
Well, what are they? Are they macaroni balls?
It's
fried macaroni balls?
It's mashed potato with cheese and bacon in it. Big L's balls.
He really has this on his menu.
It's called mashed potato balls.
Wait, and what's my menu item?
It was Jenna's quesadilla?
No, that's mine.
No, JC's.
Mine was chicken breast.
Yeah,
it's
Kelly's breast.
Kelly's
breast.
Mine was something.
I have to look it up.
Jenna's.
No, mine was something really inappropriate.
Were they tacos?
Oh, but it was something.
It was something like really easy.
Like fish tacos or something?
No, that was mine. That was me.
Yeah, but it was something.
Golly, I can't even remember. Jenna, I very seldom
remember
the menu.
It was something more offensive than easy. What was it?
People
send me photos of it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Jenna,
I'm sure I can pick it up online.
Like it was
like Sloppy Joe's or something? Sloppy Jenna?
I'll look it up. I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
How do you not know your menu?
I very seldom look at it.
Was it a steak-um sandwich?
No.
Steak-um sandwich. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm really...
Yeah. How are you feeling about yourself, Jen? Good?
I'm like, No, you guys know I'm like verge of tears.
Yeah.
Oh no, don't start.
No,
that
not
here.
Because
oh,
not because of you.
Well, get her music. Get her music.
No,
I got
her name's Shannon.
It.
By the way.
No, please don't.
Oh, we'll take Francine's call first.
Right. Yeah, it's okay, Shannon.
Francine, let your sister-in-law have it. Go ahead.
To my sister-in-law, who wants to give me a whole bunch of pots and pans and then decide to take them all back when she moved out, yes, I did call you an Indian giver in front of your boyfriend. Get over it.
Uh-oh.
Is her boyfriend a Native American?
No, unfortunately.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's one of those terms that used to be like everybody said it, but I don't know if we're allowed to say it anymore.
Are we allowed to say it?
I don't know either, but it just seemed right at the time.
Yeah, you were feeling it in your gut.
If you do, a news truck might end up at your house.
Oh, did that happen to you? Thanks, Francine. No.
Okay, so Jenna, you're Jenna's soft and easy tacos.
There you go.
Oh, those tacos.
You know what? The most offensive part of that is the soft. The easy I'm fine with.
Was it a soft shell?
Yeah, soft shell taco.
You want a hard shell, Jenna?
Yeah, because that at least makes me seem toned. Soft is just like,
it's a soft taco.
She's just
way
like,
to go,
well,
out.
What's like, easy about it, though?
She's just like,
it's easy to throw together.
Why don't you say soft tacos?
Gosh,
I've already printed the menus, Kelly. It's not like
I thought you took it off the menu.
I think it's right there.
They're easy to take down.
I think I had some much better suggestions for Jenna's menu items anyway.
I don't know. I kind of like the tacos. Don't forget the deadline for the MTV Movie Awards contest we have. It's 5 o'clock Central today. Send us a rap reviewing any movie from 2013 to today.
All right.
Anywhere from 30 to 90 seconds. And if we pick yours to be the ultimate best rap review, you'll be headed to the MTV Movie Awards.
Wow.
You can sign up at KidNation.com.
Cool,
the
bro.
Movie Awards are April 13th at 9 p.m. And we also have some prizes for runner-ups, like some Supras. Some shoes. Those are cool shoes. I got a couple of those. Or an HOH watch dope timepiece.
Oh, dope timepiece.
Perhaps you want one of those. So make sure you get your rapping video in. KidNation.com is the place to put it.
And I want Al to do a sample.
Do a sample movie review?
Like, but you have to do something that would be really hard, like 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, you want to work on it during the breakout?
Oh, my God. All right.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, Diddy announced that he is changing his name back to Puff Daddy.
What?
So, congrats, Mom. You're calling him the right name again. Yeah, that's right. He said he's going back to his old nickname 13 years after he dropped it. At this point, even Prince was like, who cares?
Wow, he's just... That Jimmy Fallon is hysterical.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He's doing good.
He has been doing a good show.
But P. Diddy went, or Puff Daddy, whatever, I don't...
What is it? It's Puff
Diddy. It's Puff Daddy now.
Puff Daddy Diddy?
Yeah, something like that.
Diddy, Puffy. P. Diddy, Puffy, Puff Daddy, Sean,
Puff Daddy,
Combs,
right?
Puff Sean
Daddy,
John.
Puff Daddy Diddy. Puffy.
Speaking of below average rappers, there was a challenge issued out.
He's a businessman. He's not a rapper. He's a businessman. But anyway, to your point.
Jenna issued the challenge because...
it was more an idea for inspiration for our listeners to enter our contest that gives them a chance to win a trip to the MTV Movie Awards, which is just by submitting like a 30 to 90 second video of them rapping a movie review.
Yeah, that's due today at 5 Central PM status.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a great rapper to enter. We just want you to enter because you get just a really cool trip for two out to the MTV Movie Awards coming up.
But people are like, oh, well, what's it supposed to sound like?
We didn't give an example, we needed to.
Well, this would have been great with prep.
Yeah?
I've told you how many times you need to have something in your back pocket so it looks like...
Mm-hmm.
That you do it on the fly. But this is something you've been rehearsing in private.
Most rappers have stuff. Most of the best ones, when they have a freestyle, they don't just always freestyle. They have a few like
go-to
rhymes
lyrics
here and there. Yeah.
So we gave you roughly 16 minutes.
That's a long time.
To write a rap.
It's a lifetime.
A 30-second rap.
And you're supposed to do a movie that came out, you know, in 2013 until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're being flexible with it. And I just threw out 12 Years a Slave because I thought...
Mm-hmm. Kanye West has written songs that won awards in like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And like a full song.
Well, then I could do it.
Then you could do it.
It's
you're
ridiculous.
30 seconds, you
I mean,
got
Jay-Z
this.
Jay-Z did Dirt Off Your Shoulder just free after hearing the beat.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Al.
Mm-hmm.
You're our flow master on the show.
So it probably would help if you could A, rap, and if B, you've seen a movie, and three,
there's a lot of parameters.
And three, you have a little bit of rhythm.
It's got to be a movie from 2013 to today.
Okay, so.
So what movie
I'm
are
assuming
you, doing?
You didn't go with 12 Years a Slave.
Well, I think I did. I didn't really see it,
you
but
think
I saw
you
the
did?
I saw the trailer.
You didn't? Okay.
So
you're paraphrasing you know, 12 Years a Slave.
I see a lot of trailers. We talk about movies all the time with Gray Drake, so I kind of have a feeling
of what it's about.
Of what you know, movies and you know, this movie, you know, a lot of movies are about. So I'm gonna try and put this together.
Did you did you write these rap lyrics to a beat, or we're just gonna give you a random one?
I had a beat in my head, so I'm going to see if the beat that comes out of the stereo radio thing here matches what's in my
it's
head.
It's going to be ready to go.
This is going to be the worst thing you've ever
no,
heard.
No, don't tell yourself like short.
Right. If you're listening
this should
again.
Give you, if you're on the fence about entering, this should give you some confidence.
All yeah. Right. I all mean, right.
So
this is a professional radio personality.
So 12, kind of based on what I think 12 Years a Slave was about.
Yeah.
Or some other movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. There were other movies.
Are you ready? Because we got DJ Shannon ready to spin it.
Come on.
Ready.
Hit it, Shannon.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
What?
Whenever you're
what?
Ready to come in.
All right. Right.
Sink it to the beat out. Come on.
Now just check it. It was a long time ago. This is a story about a fella. He was free as a bird. He was kind of high yellow. Then just out of the blue. Man, this was no close shave. He was no longer free. They made him a slave. Then 12 years later, he was sitting on the couch. Got a job offer to work at the freaking White House. Then he went on a cruise on this really big ship. But the ship got robbed by a whole bunch of pirates. Man, and he never saw Sandra Bullock again.
You know what, Al? Who doubted him?
What movie was that?
Because he not only covered, I know, he covered 12 Years a Slave, The Butler,
and Gravity,
and Captain Phillips.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, he's a genius. Don't question him.
I was surprised. That was better than I expected.
Thank you. Thank
that was
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Juan Pablo, what'd you think?
Hello, 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 hello.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.